1 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, Paul has got to really get quite tough with these Corinthians. He says, it's actually being said that there is sexual immorality among you, so terrible that not even the Gentiles have heard of this kind of behavior. I'm told that a man is sleeping with his father's wife, could be his stepmother. How then can you be proud of this? Instead of doing that, you should be filled with sadness, and the man who has done this thing you should separate from. Even though I am separated from you in the flesh, I am with you in the spirit, as though I were there with you. I have, in the name of the Lord Jesus, passed judgment on this man who has done this awful thing. So when you meet together, and I am with you with my spirit and by the power of our Lord Jesus present with us, you are to hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Now, Satan is the adversary, the enemy. And it can refer at times to a government or a legal system, as well as to individuals like Peter. He was a Satan, an adversary. It doesn't mean a dragon with horns and a tail. So I think what Paul is saying is this man has broken not only the law of Christ, but also the law of the land. By all means, this man has got to have some form of punishment, but so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. So that's what's important. And in all discipline, the hope is that it's not done in anger because we want to express our disagreement, but so that we might save that person. And that is why any discipline can only be for a period. You can't just throw somebody out of a church for their whole life. It's not right for you to be proud. See, they were boasting and glorying that they had such a sinful man in their church, like saying, ah, it's okay to be a Christian. I know a Christian who does this, that, or the other. Well, this is what they were saying, and Paul is saying that's not right. The fact he does it, you should be ashamed of him. A little piece of yeast affects the whole batch of dough. You must take away the old yeast of sin and uncleanness so that you will be pure. Then you will be like a new batch of dough without any yeast, as in fact you already are. So he's saying that they were like that, as it were, in God's eyes by status, but they had to act out in practice what they were by status. So God looks at us, for example, as if we are the light of the world because we're in Christ and he is the light of the world. But we have got to act like the light of the world. For Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. So let us keep the feast. Then, not with old yeast, the old yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the bread of sincerity, the unleavened bread of purity and truth. In my previous letter, I told you not to associate with sinful people. I do not mean the sinners who are in the world, or the greedy, or the thieves, or the idol worshippers in the world, because to avoid them, you would have to go out of the world. What I meant was that you should not associate with someone who calls himself a brother, who is immoral or greedy or an idol worshipper. Do not eat with such a person. It is not our business to judge those outside. God will judge them, but you should judge those who are within. And so, as the scripture says, remove the evil from among you.